I love a good banana, and the organic ones seem to taste better, sweeter. I like to know also where my food comes from, and it's often hard to find out the origin of organic bananas. Turns out that one of the main sources in recent years has been the northern Peruvian town of Piura. But banana farmers there have been hard hit by extreme weather, first drought, then torrential rains. Reporter Tipa Fernandez has been speaking with farmers in the region.
Hear that bird? It's called a chilalo. It's unique to northern Peru, and village elders watch this bird closely to understand what weather might be coming. In the dry season, it builds its complex and fully enclosed nest on the outer branches of the trees. But Jorge Luis Vildoso Garcia has learned to watch for when the chilalos abandon these nests and start to build new ones.
Es lo que dicen los antiguos.
Older villagers who have lived in this area for more than 70 years say that when the chilalo starts to build a new nest, you know, more protected and close to the trunk, well, that's because rains are coming.
You may be a little skeptical, but Garcia, who manages an organic banana farm, is not. When he began seeing chilalo nests disappear from the outer branches late last year, he suspected the rains were coming, which was a relief after such a prolonged drought, the likes of which this region of Peru hasn't seen in decades. And the rains did indeed come, but they were torrential downpours every day for months. It was back-to-back extreme weather events that hit this agricultural region of Peru very hard.
Bueno, gracias.
I've had my shoes inspected and dusted off, scrubbed my hands and arms clean, and finally been cleared to walk in this organic banana farm in the northern Peruvian coastal town of Piura.
Esto es un ejemplo de una planta.
Garcia's holding up a bunch of bananas, but they're tiny, deformed. He likens banana tree clusters to little families.
Después de muerta la mamá.
So after the mama died in the drought, the child that she sprouted began to drown because of the excessive rains.
Garcia said he lost 50% of his crop to the weather. He probably would have lost more if not for these guys. Bees. His farm is organic, so the bees love his trees because there are no chemicals or fertilizers. They come a lot when the banana plant is flowering and have helped salvage some of the crop, he says.
The bees are feeding themselves and also feeding the plant, and it's all totally natural.
The organic bananas from his farm are bought by Dole and then shipped worldwide, including to the US. But the extreme weather didn't just affect banana production. It also stalled transport options along the export route for bananas that did manage to survive and grow.
Last week we had 25 containers that could not be exported to the U.S., and everything in them will be incinerated because they closed the port.
The ocean was too rough, not safe for ferrying out the containers of produce to the export ships. A big company like Dole can mitigate its losses by turning to other sources in Ecuador or Colombia. But that doesn't help Peru's farmers. And Piura's economy has been deeply affected, according to Eduardo Pineda Guerra, Piura's Regional Director for Economic Development.
Here in Piura, in a normal year, our produce contributes to the gross domestic product by about 5%. But this year, we've only managed 2.5%. So this has really affected us. It's hit us very hard.
And it's not just organic bananas that have been decimated by Piura's extreme weather. Limes, mangoes, and grape production are also down. I'm in a vast grape field up in the mountains of Piura with farm manager Cesar Chavez. Grape vines are planted in a mesmerizingly symmetrical pattern. The beauty of the crisscrossing plants masks the fact that most are barren.
Este es el racimo.
He's showing me a bunch of grapes. It took him a while to find one.
Este es un racimo normal.
It's a normal bunch, he tells me, but there are so few of these this year.
Siempre la planta sacaba.
Each plant would usually give us between 80 to 100 bunches of grapes. But this year, because of the weather events, we're not even gaining 10 bunches per plant.
Can't he protect his plants from this weather?
Pero prevenir.
You can't prevent this kind of loss on a farm when you're facing unknown weather events. We just don't know how much it would rain. And here we had 12 hours, 16 hours of rain a day, way too much water to do anything about.
It's a long road ahead for Piura's farmers to recover their crops. Everyone is hoping the weather bounces back to what it's always been. But after almost 2 years of ferocious changes, farmers fear this might be the new normal. For its part, the local government wants farmers to have tools to adapt so they can ride out future extreme weather events, which it says are due to something they have little control over, climate change. In October, the government is bringing together experts, climate scientists, agriculturalists, and industry, to try and figure out how this farming region of Peru can rebuild, can thrive. For The World, Deepa Fernandez, Piura, Peru.